In this week's episode, we're chatting with the fabulous Sandra Martin of Wild, Wacky, Wonderful Women. Sandra's a co-partner and founder of this company, and also she's sharing with you today some absolute gems about doing more, delivering more, being more, and a little bit of wisdom and insight from her grandmother, where everyone is special. We all have gifts and talents. Everyone is important. It's time to value, respect, and be loyal. You're going to love this episode.
The Direct Selling Successes Show is brought to you by Beverly Units of BU Success Coaching, your team performance and leadership development specialist in the sensational world of direct sales. Go to www.busuccesscoaching.com.au for your complimentary direct sales report on how to recognise the four customer behaviours you must know, and for the blogs, the insights and the tips for your direct sales success.
Hello and welcome to the Direct Selling Successes Show, where empowering thinking, communication and behaviour is shared by interviewing those who aspire to inspire in our sensational direct sales channel of distribution. My name is Beverly Unit, and it is a delight to be introducing to you a lifelong friend of mine, the beautiful Sandra Martin from Wild, Wacky, Wonderful Women. Now, Sandra has a specialty which just stands out in the world of direct sales that a lot of direct sales consultants and leaders may not even be aware exist. And it's about being a personal branding specialist. It's a personal presentation expert. So not only is she an expert on communication, but it's the presentation and the look that you have, the image that you have that goes outwardly to people. So get set for some fabulous insights from our fabulous friend, Sandra. Hello, Sandra. Great to have your company.
Whoa, I talked over you. My apologies and my excitement.
How are you, Sandra? Great to have you here. Thank you for sharing a little bit of time here today.
Absolute privilege and pleasure for you, Beverly, champion woman.
All righty. So can you share a little bit of about your background? Because you've got an extensive background, not only in direct sales, but in image and styling. And of course, you've gone on to become a co-partner and founder of Wild, Wacky, Wonderful Women. But what led you to that journey? What's the background of Sandra Martin?
Well, I'm from New Zealand originally, and farming background. When I left school, I segued into the corporate arena in travel and finance. So that was a 20-year career, which was sensational. Then I married a farmer. So I was in a fairly isolated area, and I'd gone from having a really good income to no income, which was uncomfortable, to say the least. So I actually joined the direct sales business at that time to replace my income, which I did. And I loved that industry for 15 years, and the insights and what I learned was pivotal in the success that I enjoy now. So in coming to Australia some 20 years ago, and then I was privileged to meet my business partner, Natalie, and I believe that you've spoken with her already, and it was a fabulous introduction. We met travelling to San Francisco and realised that we were on very similar paths. We were passionate about learning and lifetime learning and really showing up and getting out of our comfort zones and learning new things. And we were actually travelling along fairly similar paths in slightly different areas, because what I had done in Australia, I'd always loved my own business. I was in direct sales, which was going extremely well. I opened a retail store with designer clothes, which I loved, and I wanted to be different. I actually wanted to give advice to women that was real time. So I studied and became a colour and image style consultant and a personal branding specialist, which has just been phenomenal. And so in our Wild, Wacky, Wonderful Women business, we love that what we do is almost like an inside and an outside sort of a thing. So Natalie, particularly Dr. Natalie Shepherd, is brilliant with what she does around mindset and communication and behaviour. And I'm the specialist on the outside. So it's, you know, how do you show up? How do you present yourself? How do you look successful so that you can design the life that you want, whatever that is.
Wow, that's fantastic. I've seen you in action, and I often get complimented on my own colouring and styling clothing on stage and at conferences and keynote speaking and all that too. And those of you who have ever been curious about how come I've found that sort of look, it's because of the styling of Sandra. So those of you who've seen me in action and gone, oh, I love how you look, it's because of the lessons I've learned from Sandra. So, Sandra, with the direct selling world, as you know, because of your experience in it as well, that you know that you know how you've only got a few seconds for people to get an impression and of you. So, a couple of little tips. What are a couple of little tips for people to actually be aware of? You know how they're presenting themselves from your experience.
Thank you, Bev, because you're absolutely right, and it varies from, you know, evidence-based to evidence-based, but it's, you know, less than 7 seconds people make a judgment before you've opened your mouth. And, you know, it was really interesting. I was walking on the golf course the other day and a friend said that she'd just been to a party where a new product was being launched, and she actually didn't buy it because whilst the presenter was fabulous and enthusiastic and clearly knew her product, she didn't look good. You know, she wasn't well groomed, her hair wasn't tidy, her nails weren't clean, she had a t-shirt on and, you know, very, very casual trousers, and her shoes weren't clean. So you see, psychologists call it the halo effect. If you don't look good, then there's a sense that what you're selling, whatever you're doing, whatever you're talking about is not good either. So, you know, why on earth would you do that to yourself? It's critically important that your grooming is great, you know, your etiquette is good, that the clothes that you wear, it's not about how much they cost, rather that they fit you well, that they're clean, that the colours really flatter you, that you're congruent with your product, so that you look good. Therefore, there's that sense that your product or your service is good. You owe it to yourself. You are looking successful.
Yeah, so powerful. And, you know, there's a lot of consultants and leaders who may not have even given thought to the fact that, you know, perhaps the colour that they're wearing or the style that they're wearing when they're presenting at a demo or a party or a pop-up shop or trunk show, if we've got some American and listeners and international listeners calling in with us, there's a presence that lands with the audience. Just like the example the lady said on the golf course, she couldn't connect because there was something, just she was making a judgment about, and goodness me, as humans we don't mean to make a judgment, but some people just can't help themselves.
Well, in actual fact, we're hardwired to it. It's, you know, the part of our brain that are we safe? So it's inevitable, and I think it's just to accept that, work with it and use it to our advantage. And, you know, colours have a psychology, so it's to become aware of those, learn those and use them. And I remember actually with Wild Wacky Wonderful Women, Nat and I were doing a four-day training with a group of direct sales women, and their product was skincare and makeup. And fully at the start of the course, a third of the women weren't wearing makeup.
Wow.
Hello, if you are selling makeup, you need to wear it, know how to wear it appropriately, tastefully, in a way that other women can look at you and go, oh, I like that. I would like that.
Wow.
I want to look.
And that in itself comes back to authenticity, doesn't it? Like loving the product you have, and if it's a, you know, if it's a clothing product or a beauty product or a makeup product or whatever it needs to be that actually adds to your presence, or jewellery, for example, for the jewellery lines in direct sales, it's about being authentic. If you genuinely love your product, be the brand for it, be the promotion for it.
I think that's one of the critical base things with any direct sales business, is to have an authentic, genuine passion for your product and your service, so that you can show up and be real. And, you know, even more than what you say, people can read that at an unconscious level.
Yeah, absolutely. So I wonder in your experience, Sandra, you would have noticed not only in your own direct sales experience, but certainly with the fabulous work that Wild, Wacky, Wonderful Women do with not only in direct sales, but in small business owners around the Albury Wodonga area, overseas, interstate, with the remote, rural, regional passion you have for helping people out isolated. What are some things that you know that someone needs to do in order to be successful? And, you know, we have a wide range of people listening. So it's not about what you be successful in. What are some characteristics for success that jump out for you so that people can go, yeah, how well am I doing that? Can I do that better? What stands out for you?
Okay, so I think to be successful, it is about a genuineness of wanting to serve others, and in that you'll become successful. It's about absolutely being passionate about your product so that you represent that brilliantly. It's about being willing to step out of your comfort zone and learn what you don't currently know.
Beautiful.
You're somebody like yourself who just is brilliant because of your background, your knowledge, what you have, you know, connect with Beverly to learn the nuances, the extra things that make the difference so that you can be even more effective in growing and serving. Stay hungry for knowledge to help others become successful because, you know, when you focus on meeting the needs of other people, you are taken care of automatically.
Beautiful. Love it. Great tips. Now, I'm going to ask you a question that I've asked absolutely everybody, and I will continue to the day to ask everybody, and it's about when you have an empty diary. And the reason I want to ask this of everybody I interview is there are consultants and leaders who are listening who sometimes when they have a patch in their business, they think they're the only one in the world who's having a bit of a, you know, I've dropped into the pit moment. And I just want to share that very often, you know, people who are successful, you're only noticing the success. You're not necessarily noticing that, okay, they've had some patches where they've had to climb out of the pit and fill up the diary again. So my question to you, Sandra, is have you ever had a patch in business where there was absolutely nothing in the forward plan and somehow you had to step into creating a change? And so if you have had a patch in business with nothing, what's a couple of things that you can recommend to move out of the nothing into the something?
Well, Bev, absolutely. There have been many, many times throughout my fairly lengthy career in direct sales where I have had massive self-doubt as to whether I was doing the right thing, where, you know, initially I would whinge and suck my thumb. And what I learned was it was critically important who I surrounded myself with. So it was not to jump into the pit with anybody who was in a similar frame because that's, dare I say it, not resilient, unresourceful, and doesn't lead anywhere. It's absolutely to put your big girl panties on and ask some good questions. If I was to know what to do, what would it be? What could I do? Get really, really resourceful and get a pen and paper out and brainstorm with yourself. And it would be things like, well, I could contact my existing clients just to show them some new products or offer a free makeover. If that's the line that you're in, contact my old clients and go back to them with something that's new and fabulous. Really deliver service. Check what's happening in my local area. What could I add value to? So, you know, could I be part of a fundraising event, a school program, a FAPE? Could I speak at a school to give value to students about, you know, what my area of expertise. Get out there and network, go to events, introduce myself and really get over myself. If I'm uncomfortable and I don't want to do it, so what? It's to be real clear on my end game. Offer to speak at events. I can remember doing that when I first came to Australia and I only literally knew my husband and my obviously. But I didn't actually know anybody else. So I would ring up all of the service organisations and offer to speak. And, you know, 75% of them said yes. And that was the start of really developing, meeting people and getting a list. So dare I say it, I've gone from self-doubt, whinging, doing it badly, to going, you know what, that so does not work, to being accountable, taking responsibility with the help of you, building that mindset of success, focusing on my goal, focusing on other people, and getting out of my own way.
Oh, beautiful. Still, get out of your own way, folks. What a great little nugget of wisdom. And it's so true, isn't it? There's got to be a space at some point where sometimes it takes courage. Sometimes there's a little bit of bravery where you've got to kind of suck it in or suck it up, princess. May I say that? Yes, I just did. and go, well, you know what? There are other people around me having success. Look what they're doing. They're turning up. They're being visible. They're making something happen. All I've got to do is learn and apply what they're doing. And Sandra, you've just shared some fabulous tips. Thank you so much. So I'm sure someone's just gone, okay, I haven't done that yet. And yet, so now it's time to do that. So important to step into it. Now, I know Wild, Wacky, Wonderful Women, you know, communication, behaviour and image and styling and personal branding specialists, there's a whole lot of content that you deliver when you speak at conferences, when you have your clients at your membership site. There's lots of great content that you give. And because you're so connected with people and you're specialists in the connection and communication space, do you actually have a personal favourite customer service tip for you? How is it that you build connections with customers? What is it about, you know, customer focus that you would love to share? Because I'm a big believer that customer service is the difference between a long tenure business and a short tenure business.
I totally agree, Bev. And I think the key is always do more, deliver more, be more valuable to that person than is expected. Absolutely. Go the extra mile. And if you think about, you know, the American poet who was Oprah's mentor, Maya Angelou, and she said, people don't remember what you say, they don't remember what you do, they remember how you make them feel. Genuinely, authentically, make people feel special, unique, and valued. And people will remember that. They love being around you. And it takes away from, you know, it's not about the price of your product. People want to be around people who make them feel good, who make them feel special. So, you know, treat customers as though they're the most valuable person in the world, and they are.
Beautiful. So do more, deliver more, be more. I love Maya Angelou's thing about feeling, how you make people feel. It reminds me of something I once read that was, your smile is your logo, your behaviour is your business card, and your brand is the feeling you leave people with when they've had an experience with you. Pretty cool.
Beautiful.
Yeah, pretty cool. So do you have a last question, or actually not quite a last question, I'll have another one for you in just a moment, but as we're getting to the end of our little interview here, Sandra, I'm always interested in a mentor. Like who inspires you? Who is there someone? Look, there's lots of mentors around, but I wonder if you've ever been given a wonderful piece of advice that to this day just still lands with you, just sits with you. Is there someone in your past or in your present that just lands with you now and again? It's the right time to hear a mentor piece.
Absolutely. And I'd like the opportunity to answer this in two phases. So the person that I think of on a daily basis is my grandmother, who I was unbelievably blessed to have her in my life. She was a really courageous, resilient woman, you know, back around the Second World War and Depression time, and who her versatility and her willingness to turn her hand to anything, it was what's next, what's next, what else could I do, what else could I do, what else could I do to keep food on the table, to keep this farm, what else, and she was just extraordinary. And she was such a wise woman. And I remember one day at her house, and I would have been maybe 10 years old, playing with a friend. And obviously I was being really unresourceful and not loyal and talking about another friend. And Grandma took me aside and she just said, remember, everybody is special. They have gifts and talents and they're really important. One friend is really good for something. Another friend is special in another area. Value, respect, and be loyal to people. And that was just wonderful. And, you know, you can take that to your customers as well. On a more direct level, around direct sales, for me, the, you know, there's so much evidence of the it is a brilliant industry that you absolutely can impact your financial life, your ability to serve and connect with other people. I mean, it works. The only variable is me. And therefore, it's to invest in myself, to absolutely learn and keep growing, to connect with somebody like you. Just hang in there. Challenge yourself. Push yourself. Be courageous. Grow and serve others. And your world will be extraordinary.
Wow, that's sensational. Your grandmother, what a wise woman. Everyone is special. Everyone has gifts and talents. Everyone is important. Value, respect, and be loyal. What a no wonder you think of her on a daily basis. What a wise woman. That's beautiful. So thank you for sharing that, Sandra. So, Sandra, how can people find out more information about Wild, Wacky, Wonderful Women?
On our website initially, Bev, which is www.wildwackywonderfulwomen.com.au. So log on, have a squiz. We've got some fabulous freebies there. We've got some amazing online programs that are on offer. Have a look around. All our contact details are there, of course. And we'd love to get to know you.
Fantastic. And for those of you who are listening, it's WILD. There's four words in a row here, so I'm just going to spell them for you. WILD is W-I-L-D. Wacky is W-A-C-K-Y. Wonderful, Wild, Wacky, Wonderful. You can spell wonderful. And women, W-O-M-E-N. So it's www.wildwackywonderfulwomen.com.au. Do pop over to their website because you've been listening to the fabulous Sandra Martin, the co-partner of Wild, Wacky, Wonderful Women. And Sandra and Natalie, the other co-founder, who we have a fabulous interview with. If you go and have a look at our episodes, you'll find Dr. Natalie Shepherd's interview as well. They're absolutely awesome at communicating, at connecting, at taking care of your image styling. So it's not only about your inside, it's your outside as well. So they have a membership site. They have some great information for you on there. So Sandra, I really appreciate your time today. I love you as a person. I think you're an absolutely awesome, awesome champion woman. And I totally respect the knowledge that you bring to the table and the information, the little gems and nuggets of wisdom that somebody's picked up from you today and picked up from your grandmother too.
Thank you, Beverly, and right back at you, champion woman. And, you know, to all you women and men out there, be awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Sandra. So, fabulous folks out there in our direct sales channel of distribution. You've been listening to the Direct Selling Successes Show, and today's interview has been with Sandra Martin of Wild, Wacky, Wonderful Women. And if you'd like to pop over to our podcast website, and the reason I'm saying this is perhaps you've been given this link, perhaps it's been just emailed to you where you're tapping in, you're listening to a little recording, an interview. But if you're in the direct sales channel of distribution, the fabulous direct sales world, you're going to love our weekly podcast. You're going to love the weekly interviews, also the blogs, the hints and the tips that come out of there too. So it's www.directsellingsuccesses.com. com. And so if you're not on the mailing list, do pop your name in and put your email in that you'd like, and each week I'll let you know who we're listening with and let you know when it's uploaded and ready to go, because this is an education that matters. Do you know, it's a fabulous industry where we can share, where we can inspire each other and motivate each other, and it's a great industry. This is a sustainable, viable career for you in direct sales. All you need to do is learn and apply. So take some wisdom from Sandra today, Sandra from Wild, Wacky, Wonderful Women, and go right ahead and be absolutely awesome, as Sandra has said. Now, I'm just going to sign off right now. I'm going to say, anyway, thanks for joining us. Thanks for listening, and thanks for following the Direct Selling Successes podcast show. This is Beverly Unit from BU Success Coaching, and always remember, be you.